Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
3 years after rumors of a Google phone first surfaced, the search giant Tuesday took the wraps off its own branded mobile phone, the Nexus One. Initially available on T-Mobile's network or unlocked, Google said the phone will also become available from Verizon as well as Vodafone in Europe. Customers can buy the phone now on the new Google webpage. It costs $530 unlocked or $179 with a T-Mobile contract. The manufacturer, HTC, made the phone, photos and details of which were leaked online in advance of Tuesday's announcement. The phone is based on the Android operating system designed by Google. While Android got off to a relatively slow start with just one phone model on the market for about a year, it has recently shown signs of posing a threat to Apple's iPhone dominance. There are now more than a dozen models of Android phones available. Apple has acquired Quattro Wireless, according to a confirmation posted on the mobile advertising company's blog. Quattro has an ad-serving, tracking, and analytics platform to help advertisers engage with mobile consumers. The blog entry did not give details on the acquisition. On Monday, the Wall Street Journal said Apple planned to pay $275 million for Quattro. Apple could use an advertising platform to generate more revenue from the iPhone and potentially from the tablet computer it is rumored to be developing. Just weeks after Amazon announced its Kindle e-reader was the most gifted item ever from its website, the Consumer Electronics Association predicted the good times will continue in 2010 as e-reader sales double again. Shipments of the popular device are expected to continue their momentum after doubling last year, according to researchers from the CEA, speaking at a meeting in Las Vegas ahead of the International Consumer Electronics Show, or CES. A number of new companies are expected to announce e-readers from CES this week, and some have already jumped the gun. For example, Skiff and telecom giant Sprint said they will team up to provide newspapers, magazines, and e-books over 3G networks for the Skiff reader. Another company, Spring Design, said its Alex e-reader, which uses Google's Android OS, will have access to over 1 million books online through a deal with Google. Just as the e-reader market is heating up at CES, a news report says that Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer will announce a multimedia tablet computer on Wednesday to be made by Hewlett-Packard. Ballmer will reveal the touchscreen slate-style computer during his keynote speech at CES, the New York Times said. The announcement would occur weeks before Apple is rumored to launch its own tablet device. And those are the top headlines from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. This is Mark Ferranti in the New York Bureau. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.